Praise God. Acts 1:8 says, "And you shall receive power." But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto what? Unto you have fallen peace. Let's. How many of us have our Bible?
Now let's read it together.
1, 2, go. "And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Praise God. How many of us understand what the Bible is trying to say there? It says, "And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Who can give me definition of power? What does power mean? Power. Stop looking at me. Authority. Dominion. Praise God. Why do you think the Bible says that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you? It's because you can't do anything without the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what? Is our guide. Praise God. Power. You can't receive anything from God until you are full of what? Of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He says, "And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." If you open to Acts chapter 3, let's open to Acts 3. He's talking about Peter and Paul. They were about to go and pray in the ninth hour. And what happened? They met a lame man at the gate. Someone cannot walk. And the man was what? Was begging for alms. Praise God. But when Peter saw the man, he said, "I don't have anything to give you, but all I have to give you is what? Amen." Praise God. And he told the man, "Rise up and walk." And that was so. Praise God. How many of us want to walk in that dimension? He said, "Rise up and walk." And that was so. Praise God. Let's open to Acts chapter 3. Somebody has been on saying stories. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, named from his mother womb, was carrying it." Praise God. Someone who was laid from his own mother womb. For you are complete. You have your two hands, you have your two legs, you have your two eyes, and you come to church, they will say, they will ask you to praise God, you stand there, moving. Someone who was laid from his what? Please, I want us to follow. He was laid from what? Praise God.
Let's continue.
Laid from his mother's womb,
whom they lay daily
at the gate of the temple. They lay him daily at what? At the gate of the temple. They can't, someone cannot walk. How will you walk to the gate of the temple? Praise God. They lay him daily at the gate of the temple, the beautiful gate.
And what happened after that? Ask arm from those who entered the temple. He was doing what?
He had arm from those who were at the temple. I'm sure you understand that. Praise God. Let's continue. I'm still going to replace there.
Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple? He was doing what?
He was asking for arms, asking for money, begging for money. But you are here, your parents are still feeding you, they still give you money for school fees. And you are not grateful. They lay him at the gate, asking for arms, begging for arms, begging for food. He said, "He met Peter and John about to do what?" Please, let's follow. Praise God. He met Peter and John about to do what? About to enter the temple. To do what?
To pray.
Praise God. They want to go and do what? They want to go and pray. If I ask one of you here, do you pray this morning before coming to church? Apart from your general prayer every morning, you yourself just sat down in your room and decide to pray. How many of us? How many hours do you pray? 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 minute. See, you are joking. If you can't pray for at least 1 hour a day, praise God. You are joking with your life, you are joking with your future. If you can't pray at least what?
I can't hear you now.
If you can't pray at least 1 hour a day, praise God. Prayer. You should go to James 5:16. Let's go to James 5:16. Then we are going to come back to that Acts chapter 3. James 5:16, if you are there, you can read. It says, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth more. It has great power as it is working. The fervent prayer of a righteous man, the continuous prayer of a righteous man, the consistent prayer of a righteous man. Who is a righteous man? Who is a righteous man? You see my brother Isaiah? Praise God. Who is a righteous man? She's smiling. Who is a righteous man?
That's
my experience. You know what? Thank you. He says, someone who is free of sin. I did not even play the other. Praise God. If you are there, you can read James 5:16.
Confess your fault
one to another. And pray for one of these women. He says, confess your fault. What are those faults? Sin. Confess your fault to one another. And pray for what? I'm not here now, boys. I'm praying for what? Some of you feel too big to pray for your friends. There are some of my friends, we don't distance them those far away from each other. But whenever I remember them, I keep praying for them. Praise God. And continue, sir.
That you may be healed.
Uh-huh.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man has been
healed. Praise God. Effective fervent prayer of a righteous man. Have you learned what? It has great power as it is working. The more you pray, the more you get possibilities. You can't be normal and pack anything for your generation. Praise God. Normal in the sense that you are always feeding your stomach with food, junk. You are always feeding your mind with novels, not even novels that add value to your life. Praise God. You can't be normal and pack anything for your generation. If the Holy Spirit is in you, my brother, if the Holy Spirit is in you, you can be going on the street and a lame man or a blind man will pass. Maybe he just passed by your side. You won't feel comfortable. That or that seat will be there. You can't be sitting there. Stand up, please. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't see him and walking. Walking. What did I say? You won't feel what? You won't feel comfortable. The Holy Spirit gives you audacity. He gives you authority. He gives you dominion. He said, we do not wrestle against flesh, but he gives the power of darkness. Someone who is blind, it's not his fault. It's a spirit of blindness. Someone who is dead. All these things are spirits. Praise God. There are some people that they see for 10 years of their life, then in many years they were blind. What do you think happened to them? It's not a normal thing. That's why I say, if you, praise God, you can't be normal and do what I'm packing it for you. You that in the morning, you take something like bread and tea. In the afternoon, you take your porridge, ice cream, or whatever. In the evening, you take a shawarma, pizza. Then in the night, you look for one good soup. What is this called as soup? He said, or ask some people, you, Egusi soup, okay. You know, I had something like a watermelon. Hey, my brothers are happy. You ate what? Bread and tea in the morning. know, you take my young boy, you take that night, you take, ah. God forbid now, somebody now call you. Hey, pastor, somebody is about to die. Somebody is about to die. And you just come there. You like, I already feel already. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Praise God. The Holy Spirit does not make use of people that are few. He makes use of people that are hungry and thirsty for things of God. Praise God. He makes use of people that are hungry and thirsty for things of God. There are some of you here, you can't fast the 12 o'clock. You even carry the clock or the your partner, you put it beside you. I'll be watching. 956, 957. Oh, Jesus. Your stomach is ready. Good. But I tell you, at least as a child of God, if you can't fast for 6 hours, let me just say 12 hours. Yeah. As a child of God, just fast for 12 hours. The remaining 12 hours will be for yourself. Praise God. As I am like this, to the glory of God. If I'm having a ministration anywhere, eh? Praise God. If I'm having a ministration anywhere, it will be as if food is not man is man. Man is not supposed to eat. That's how it will be to me. What did I say? Just put it down. Are you with your pen and Bible? Where is your pen and Bible? Just put this down. Holy Spirit also makes you some people that are, he makes you some people that are what? Hungry and what? And what? Praise God. He makes you some people that are and people that are. Praise God. You are somebody here and if there is no data on your phone, the next available thing is game. The next available thing is movie. The next available thing is your C1 or whatever. Post God. That was, see, if you waste time now, eh? You are also wasting time in the future. Someone was talking to me not quite long that the person was talking about something future. Praise God. I was not trying to tell the person that the future is now. Tell your people the future is now. It's whatever you do now, eh, that you will be in the future. Tell your neighbor, whatever you do now, that's what you will be in the future. Praise God. Some of you feel too young to preach. Praise God. You feel too young to preach. You'll be like, if I enter university, I'll start preaching because, but for now, I stand up. Sorry. You'll be like, for now, I'm not that part. My life is still thin. For now, my heart. Praise God. You don't see, immediately you receive Christ. Eh? Immediately you receive the Holy Ghost. Open to James 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I want to show you something there. Galatians 2:20. He says, the life you now live is no longer you, but Christ that lives in you. As for the day you say, is today I have to follow Jesus. That's the day you should start preaching the gospel. Don't wait until you grow years. Praise God. I was sitting down one day and I was viewing something. That there are four stages in man's life. Four stages in man's life. There's morning stage. Tell your people, morning stage. Afternoon stage, evening stage, and night stage. During your morning stage, praise God. Your morning stage is from 0 to let's say 25. Praise God. 25. During that, see, we are, yes, praise God, we are young, right? We are young people. But do not say because you are young and you are until you reach like 30 before you start preaching the gospel. Use your morning stage to serve God. So that when you get to the afternoon stage, you begin to read the word. I don't know Peter here. Peter, praise God. Since dry man. He's still young by then, choosing his Wednesday to do what? To serve God. Anyone? Fire, fire, fire. I think he's now 30. I mean, please come. He's now 30. I mean, that's his afternoon stage. Come and see the way God is blessing him. As we have only this morning said to serve God, believe me where he is today. Please go. He was telling us a story that during his campus time, when he was in school then, that there's nothing like autism. Please go. Use your money state to serve God. Tell anybody, use your money state to serve God. So that in your afternoon state, you begin to reap the reward. There's nowhere he wants to reach now, eh? Even though it's US, there's nowhere he wants to reach now that I can reach. Praise God. Let's go back to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. If you are there, shout hallelujah. Where are we now? Verse 3. It says, who see Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking for arm, begging for arm, and what happened? And fixing his eyes, on him with John, praise God. Peter said, look at us. Tell your neighbor, look at him. Praise God. Peter said, what? Look at us. And what happened? So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive what? You are not following. Expecting to receive what? Praise God. He was thinking maybe this morning, maybe something I just eat. Praise God. And what happened there? Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. Nothing I do not have. Praise God.
And what happened after that?
Silver boy, you know,
but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ.
What did he say? He said, what I have, I give you in the name of what? The name of Jesus in the access to put it down. The name of Jesus grants you access to things for the supernatural. If you show to John 14:14, he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, so will I do. Praise God. For he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, the name of Jesus. Neighbor, the name of Jesus is the access to. He says, I give you what I have in the name of Jesus Christ in Nazareth. And what happened after that? He says, but what I do have, I give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up my word. Oh, the crap by that. Rise up my word. The Holy Spirit gives you audacity. Praise God. See, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. I will ask again, how many of you are ready to walk in that dimension? If you are ready, shout hallelujah. Today I say that. Praise God. How many of us know? What is the name of this man of God? If I remember, praise God. The Holy Spirit grants you what? Audacity. To do what? This guy is looking at me, he's what? He's willing to receive what I want to see. He's willing to hear what I want to see. Praise God. He grants you audacity to do the things of the supernatural. Nobody can treat you in school without Jesus. If somebody will come with you in church, you'll be like, oh, there's nothing you can do because Christ in me is what? The hope of glory. By the time you surrender your life to Christ, according to Galatians 2:20, he said, the life you now live is what? It's Christ. It's Christ in you. Praise God. Let's move to Galatians 2:20. This is what people are looking at me. Am I reading this for you? Praise God. Let's move to Galatians 2:20. And somebody should read this for us.
Please let's follow.
I am crucified with what? The life I live for is to death. I've left that life.
Continue, sir.
He said, yes, not I, but Christ that lives in me. Praise God. The moment you give your life to Christ,
Praise God.
You are not the one making decisions anymore.
It's what?
That spirit that lives in you, and that's what Jesus Christ. You can't decide for your own.
If Jesus said go, that's where you go. Praise God.
Christ.
Continue, sir. Continue, sir.
He says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? By faith. How many of us know what faith is? Tell me what faith is.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. She said, faith is the assurance of things of man. Evidence of what? Evidence of what? That is faith. According to Hebrews 11 chapter 1. If you should go to Hebrews 11 chapter 6, it says, for without faith, no man can please the Lord. If you don't have faith, if you are someone who fears, any small thing, you are already shivering. Small head itself, you are already crying, power mommy, I need power some more. Praise God. Come on, egg.
Let's continue. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3.
Where are we now? Verse 7. And he took him by the right hand
and lift him up.
Praise God. Someone should come forward. Someone should come forward. Just volunteer. Praise God. Come.
He said, and he lift him by what? By the hand.
He said, come and sit down here. Sit. Sorry. I love you.
He says, he did what? He lifts him by the hand. Rise and what?
God bless you. Again.
Rise and what?
And what happened? They began to walk. You don't want to walk with me. You don't.
Are you up?
It's what? I'm shy.
See, don't be shy. I've said something the other night. I said, you are not too young. Some of you here, if they give you my guess, you know the gospel more than you know this word that I've read more than. But what? Shyness.
There was a time like that when I was calling somebody around here, come and sing. The girl was like,
and you say you are what? You are quiet. What is the role of you? Come and sing.
No.
Please go. For you, Liar.
Okay, let me keep you in verse.
Praise God. Let's
open to 2 Timothy 1 verse 7.
It's an assurance.
2 Timothy 1, when you are there.
He said, God has not given you the spirit of fear. God has not given you the spirit of shyness.
He has not given you the spirit of shyness. He has not given me the spirit of fear. But
of what?
But of power.
Tell your neighbor, God has not given you the spirit of fear. I can't hear you expecting or have. God has not given you the spirit of fear.
God has given you but of sound but of power. Praise God. Love.
Let's continue.
Acts 3. We are in verse what now?
Verse 8. So he.
Okay. We have not finished verse 7.
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones
received strength.
Praise God. He says, his feet are what? His feet are what? Receive what? You are not too young to raise the dead.
Let me put it that way.
You are not too young to pray for his blessing, and the blessing is receiving him. There is something. In the surgery,
said something. He said, that thing, there's something that says you don't pray. If you want to pray, there's something that says you don't pray. Praise God. You can't eat and eat and eat and eat and say, oh, you want to pray? I'm going to pray 30 minutes in the night. I'm going to pray. See, immediately you just lie down on the bed, goodbye. That's it. Praise God. He says, and his arm bones receive strength. Let's continue. Verse 1 now. And what happened there?
So he leaping up, stood and walked, and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God.
What happened? He entered the temple with them, walking, and praising God. I'm praising God. The Bible says, in everything, do what? In everything, do what? You are not answering me. In everything, do what? In all situations, give thanks. There was something that happened sometimes ago, and the person was like, they were like, what's this? You are not seeing anything. I just said, thank God that thing is yet to be done. I was telling the person like that. Because the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In everything, do what? Give thanks. Verse 1 are we now? Because of our time.
And what happened in verse 9? And all the people saw him walking and what?
All the people saw him walking and praising God. Who did it?
Jesus.
Who did it?
Jesus.
Who did it?
Jesus.
That name is greater than every other power. Who did it? Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
There are some of you here. Demons are lagging in your dream. You used to have nightmare. But that name of Jesus has never come out from your mouth. It's because you are born. You should declare that name.
You want to know the secret? God bless you, sir. You want to know the secret? Before you sleep, and if you wake up in the morning, keep on mentioning that name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There are some demons that are stronger. Praise God. There are some demons that are 10 times stronger. Even though you mention the name of Jesus, they will ask you, what do you know about that name? And you that know is to read the Bible, but you can read 10 verses in a day. Just, you that know is to read the Bible, and the devil challenge you. What do you know about the name? Peter and John. The demon tell us last Sunday. Peter and John. They rise. They raise the name. I don't tell you anything. I'm only giving you what is that of what the power of God in Peter and what? In Peter and what? If the demon challenge you, what do you know about the name? Open to Hebrews 4:12. Let me show you something. Hebrews 4:12. We are sitting back to that act. Open to Hebrews 4:12. If you are there, you can read. Hebrews 4:12. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Hebrews 4:12, yeah? Sorry, sir. He said, the word of God is what?
Word of God is
see that word. Sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. He said, the word of God is living and active. The sword of the Spirit. We also call it the sword of the Spirit. It's what? Is what? The word of God is what? Continue, sir. Sharper than any two-edged sword. I don't know how this word. It can be the television or the like. Sharper than any two-edged sword. That can what? Well, it says, piercing to division of what? I can't hear your voice now. Stand up, sir. Stand up. He says, piercing to what? Division of soul and spirit. Now what again, sir?
Of joint
and marrow. Sharper than any two-edged sword that can tear apart the devil into 25. I say 25 pieces. Can cut him into pieces. Is that what, sir? Yeah, it gives you words, right? It gives you. Praise God. Let's go back to our chapter 3.
I think you are learning
something. You are learning, you are getting something. Shout hallelujah. I don't want to stand here and just pick a green and leave there. You'll be like, oh, what's that? Let's continue our chapter 3. Where are we now? Verse 10.
They knew that it was he who sat begging for what?
Hey, you can see that, sir. They know that it was he who did what? Who sat and what? Begging for alms, begging for money, begging for what? Hey, let's continue. And what happened?
At the booty, they knew that it was he who sat begging for alms at the booty gates of the temple, and they were filled with wonder. They were like, how did this thing happen? Someone has been lived from his mother home, and he's, so this thing happened. Praise God. But who did it? Who did it? And what is our weapon?
The sword of the spirit. Praise God. What is our weapon? And what is the sword of the spirit? The word of God. You are following, please go. Who did it? What is our weapon? What is your weapon of war? What is your weapon of war? Oh, see, my son. Please go. What is your weapon of war? I want you to swallow the spirit. Please go. Peter then said something. He said, you are a container. Carry content to continent. But the question is that, what is the content in your container? Who can tell me what that container is? Someone said the Holy Spirit. No. Who can tell me what it is? He said, you are a container. Carry content. Carry ingredients. First of all, the container is you, your body, your temple. What are the contents in your container? What are the contents in your body? So what's the word of God? The what? Hey, praise God. She said the gift of God. That's the contents in your container. You are laughing. What is your contents?
It's your contents.
It's the contents in your container. What is the contents in your container?
She already knew I'm going to die.
It's what? Some of you, the content in your container is pornography. Some of you, the content in your container is what you listen. Especially the latest song that is out now. You can't listen to that song that people are. You behave like a because the song has meaning. There's a spirit guiding that song that makes it clear to you. And what happens when you listen to the song? You feel overwhelmed. You even be putting some footstep. Where is that my brother? If I should play this my brother here, I'll play that song. Oh my God. Hey. If you show me some bad step that you'll be like,
What's the name?
I'm good. So today I want you to check that content in your container. I want you to move it and put another one. The word of God. Number one. Praise God. Evangelism. All those content. All those content. Praise God. How many are getting what I'm saying? Praise God. If you understand, shout hallelujah. My brother did not want to say the name. He said the name, he mean Abi. Abi, am I right? He said, but when I gave him the microphone, what happened? You can't speak. Something you know if you say, eh? People outside can qualify you as a child of God. If they even see you dancing, they can't say you use both shows. If they see you dancing, that's what I said. Okay. Praise God. Ah, before I give you my time. Hey. Jesus said, also. So, what happened? Verse 10, and the beautiful gate, and they were filled with wonders and amazement at what happened to him. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the living Jesus.
Let's open to Acts.
No?
Acts 9. Acts.
Verse 9, chapter 9. Acts 9. Let's go to Acts 9.
32 to 35.
Let's quickly go to that place. If you are there, you can read for us. Acts 9, 32. We want to see a story of another man. Who was paralyzed? Who was bedridden? Who knows the meaning of bedridden? Hey! It seems you came out from Bangkok University. Please go. He said, inability to move. But what is it? He said, who is there? Which was? Sorry, sir, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
He said, now, as Peter went here and here, what happened?
Among them all.
Among them all.
He came down also to the same tree and the side. Okay, he came down also to the same mountain side.
He said, from his man
in us. He said, if all the man did in us, what happened to the man? What happened to the man? He was beginning for 8 years. He was paralyzed. And what happened? And what happened, sir?
And Peter said to him.
And Peter said to him.
And Jesus Christ
him. Hey! I can't hear that place, sir.
And Jesus Christ him.
Hey! He says, in us, has Jesus Christ healed him? What happened?
Rise
up and what? And make your bed.
And he take the road.
And immediately he rose. What happened, sir? And immediately he rose. Eh?
And all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him.
And all the residents of Lydda. He said, and immediately he rose. That is what? That is power. Let's open say power.
Power.
Power. And who gives you that power? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you audacity. Ah, as we in the church, we don't get mind. We did not meet the man and said, right, and make your bed. In Jesus' name. But they have the audacity. They have what? The boldness. Let's go to say boldness. Praise God. Ah, let me pray and go. There's something I want us to do before. Okay.
In the book of Acts 9, 36 to 43, he was talking about a woman who passed. She was sick and she was dead for 3 days. She was sick and she was dead for what? For 3 days.
The one Peter and John went there. Imagine someone has been sick and dead for 3 days. What do you expect? The best is gone now. Tell me. But Peter went there and said, take me to the woman. And they took him to the grave. And he said to the grave, arise! And there was in life. Praise God. Let's rise from this. If you are here this morning and you want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, just come forward. Let me pray for you. You want to walk in that dimension of grace. You want to walk in that dimension of the outer world. Not walk in that dimension of jump up. Just walk to the front. Just walk to the front. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. You know we're talking about boldness. The Lord give you the spirit of fear. Praise God. So let's do it quickly. Just walk forward. You want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. All of you, you still want to be, you still want to live your past life. You don't want to be killed. Nobody wants to. You don't want to even touch small of the power and see how it works. Come. I can see you want to come, but you are like, this one that nobody's outside. We didn't be looking at you. Come, don't go anywhere, come. Some of you are like, this one that nobody's outside. Okay. We are really snapping. Who again wants to join in?